For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg. Congratulations to Courtney Cameron, a Star in Agri Science finalist. Courtney, let's talk a little bit about your journey in FFA and what brought you here today.
Yeah, absolutely. So my journey actually began in middle school. My best friend convinced me to go to an FFA meeting, and instantly I was intrigued. But my agri-science research really didn't begin until high school. I've done a plethora of research, but really found my passion in plant pathology. So now I'm a student at the University of Georgia, actually continuing agri-science research in the Department of Plant Pathology.
How did you first get interested in plant research?
Yeah, so my school's greenhouse has a big greenhouse sale every spring, and we actually had an outbreak of tobacco mosaic virus, or TMV, which is the number one viral crop disease worldwide. And I was like, what is this? And so I started doing some research and I did four research projects on using acetyl salicylic acid, or just your generic aspirin, as a treatment and control for this virus.
What was your journey like starting in research in high school and now continuing it in college?
Yeah, so my research in high school actually led me to the University of Georgia. I'm an honors scholar through the Honors College, so I actually receive a research stipend to do research. But everything I did in high school transferred over. So I was kind of already ahead of a bunch of people in regard to research, and through that I was able to find my lab quicker. I was able to refine those skills, but also acquire even more skills and learn from so many diverse people from around the world.
Talk to me more about what you're doing in the research that you're doing in college and kind of your general SAE project.
Absolutely. So right now in college, I just finished up a study where I was the lead researcher on the naming and identification of a new fungal pathogen, Neopisococcum. And now this year, I've actually started new research with a different professor looking at Xyella, which is a bacterial pathogen that's actually harming peaches in Georgia.
So talk about some challenges that you have overcome in some of your research projects.
Absolutely. So in my Neopisococcum study, we actually, in order to identify a pathogen, or specifically a fungal pathogen, you have to look at the morphology or how it grows and how it reproduces as a way to kind of classify it. So my pathogen wouldn't sporulate, so we couldn't look at the sporing bodies. So through a review of literature, I actually found a researcher in the Middle East who was doing similar research, but he was looking at a Neopisococcum of olive trees. And I was actually able to, through reading his research paper, find how he was able to get that sporing to occur. So I was able to implement that in my own research, which helped us actually be able to identify and continue my research.
Who would you like to thank that helped you get here today?
Absolutely. First and foremost, my parents, just for being awesome. And then also my ag advisor, Dr. Corbett, and the Honors College and the College of Ag at the University of Georgia as well.
If your name is called in Star and Agri Science winner, what does that mean to you?
It means everything. This has been a goal of mine since 10th grade, and it's really, agri-science research has such an impact on my life and helping me find my passion. It's really just the epitome of everything I've worked for in the FFA.
Again, congratulations to Courtney Cameron, a Star in Agri-Science finalist at the 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo. For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.